2015 edition of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute. I'm Bill Spaniel. Filing a tax return can be stressful enough itself, but what if you get a phone call, supposedly from the IRS, that you need to send more money, or else? Hold on. The Internal Revenue Service is not like that. You've been the target of a scam. We talked over Skype with Larry Pond, a Redwood City CPA PFS, about tax scams that you need to be aware of so that you won't fall victim to them. Hello, Larry. Welcome to Financial Empowerment.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about tax scams and the problems that people might have with phishing and other forms of scamming that happens around tax season and other times of the year. So who are likely targets of scammers?
Right. Well, actually, you know, it's not just tax season, but you're right. Scams are year-round, and they're constantly ongoing. So who are good targets of the scammers? Well, basically, it's just like, why do people rob banks? Well, that's where the money is. So basically, almost anybody is a target of a scam.
Do they focus more, say, on elderly people than younger people? Or is there like a demographic specifically that they might prefer?
Well, according to the Inspector General, they know about 290,000 contacts by the scammers. They know about that. And they know about 3,000 victims.
Uh-huh.
Know about $14 million of losses due to these scams.
Oh, wow.
And that's what they know about. Obviously, it's going to be higher than that because not everyone's loss has been reported or we know about it. And generally, many of these are seniors. So there's an element of elder abuse here.
Mm-hmm.
So because they scare them. It's our vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrant population is a good target.
Mm-hmm.
Because these scammers will threaten them with deportation
mm-hmm.
and all those scary things.
Well, how might a scammer approach a victim?
They can approach anybody in various ways. The most prevalent that's been going on for the last few years is the telephone impersonation scams.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow trick your caller ID so it shows up as IRS on your phone, so you think it's really the IRS. And they threaten you. They threaten you with jail. They sound very convincing, and they would tell you to get some money orders or send them money to alleviate the problem.
Well, would the IRS actually call you up directly and do something of that sort?
The IRS generally will not be calling you. All your contacts from the IRS generally comes in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you will be talking to an IRS employee will be if you're involved in a case with them, like an audit or some kind of a ongoing contact where you're assigned a person. But generally, out of the blue, the IRS will not call you.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the blue, an IRS does not send emails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a scam that's going on right now. It's called the phishing scam.
Uh-huh.
They make it look like it's coming from an IRS email address with a link. So, yeah, do not click on those links because you never know what's going to happen.
What you should do, I mean, obviously you say don't click on a link when you get an email like that, but should you just automatically delete the email? Should you forward it to the IRS? What are some of your recourses when you get that kind of thing?
Right. So if you're contacted by a scammer, good point of contact would be your local police department. You
mm-hmm.
call your police department. Now, your police department is not going to go looking for these people or chase them down, but what they will do is take a report. And they'll take the report, gather the data, and forward this to the district attorney's office. And they'll accumulate this data, then they can send it off to the federal government to see if there's any way of trying to find these guys, to catch these guys, or prosecute these guys.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS put out a press release that they are taking this very seriously. And according to their press release, their conviction rate is close to over 80% right now, close to 87%. So the IRS is taking this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
There is a phone number you can call at the IRS to report this.
Okay, we'll post that information on our website once we complete this podcast. One of the other things, though, what happens if you are a victim of a scammer? You know, obviously, you talked about reporting the situation to the IRS if you receive an email, but what happens if you respond to the email and you actually provide information to the scammer? In fact, what sort of information should you never provide to someone over the phone?
Right. So let's say you're intimidated and you're forced to give your information. So they're going to get your name, your full name, your social security number. They'll probably get your mother's maiden name. They'll try to find out where your bank accounts are and what your account numbers are and all that kind of information. So let's say you inadvertently gave them all that information. They have that information. So if you clicked on a bad link in one of the email scams, well, change your passwords on your bank accounts. You might even want to close your bank account and open a new one. The other thing to do is call the credit reporting bureaus and put a fraud alert on your credit account.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody tries to open a credit account under your name, you'll be alerted.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go further and put a freeze on your credit too, which means no one can open another account under your name.
What happens if you say, for example, that they're using that information that you gave them and have already withdrawn funds from your bank account?
Right. Call your bank immediately. So call your bank immediately. I don't know the limit, but there's a certain limit that you're not responsible for as long as you call the bank immediately. If your credit cards have been compromised, call the credit card companies and get them closed.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know. The fraud departments of the banks are very good.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, act as quickly as possible.
Don't let this problem fester, but you have to let the banks know because they have very robust fraud departments. It's a big issue of everybody, so they're on top of it.
A lot of people are intimidated by filling out their income taxes each year. It gets some people think they're fairly complicated, and they don't really know how, and especially perhaps if they're an immigrant who might have difficulty understanding some of the language in the IRS returns. And so they might go to an unscrupulous tax preparer, say. What happens if they do that and end up signing a tax return and not fully aware of what's going on in that situation?
Right. Unfortunately, taxes are getting more complicated. Every year, there's all these changes, and there's always new requirements on tax returns. It's not getting any easier. The latest statistics are that 68% of tax returns are professionally prepared. You have to be very careful in choosing who your tax preparer is. Check their background. Check their education. Get some references. Referrals are the best way to find a good, competent tax preparer, someone who's in a similar situation to yours, who would be familiar with your situation.
Mm-hmm.
A sign of a bad tax preparer, bad tax preparers will base their fees based on the size of your refund. You can't do that, but that's what a bad preparer do. A bad tax preparer will not give you a copy of your tax return. You always have to get a copy of your tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Bad tax preparer will have you sign a blank form. That's definitely not a good idea. You don't want to sign a blank form because if you look at the bottom of your tax return where you sign it, you are signing it under penalties of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
So even if all the numbers are wrong, you are still responsible.
Still responsible.
Yes, right. It doesn't matter who did it. If it's someone else or you or whatever, you are responsible for the information report on the tax return.
Anything else you have to say on this subject that might help people avoid such scams and fraudulent preparers?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot going on. The other things that we see common is identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So, or people are doing tax returns, making up fake tax returns using your good social security number, your good name, and that could be a problem. So never ignore your mail. So when you get mail from the IRS, open the envelope and read it because you want to see what the letter says. I've personally seen a couple of cases of identity theft where it's got my client's name on it with some other person as a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So in the letter, the IRS letter says, we tried to process this tax return and we've got some questions. Well, we know that's a fraudulent tax return because we haven't started their tax return yet. So being aware, keeping a safeguard on your information, have good passwords on all your accounts, your bank accounts, your online accounts, and also be very careful where you access your bank accounts. Make sure you're in a place of a secure connection, preferably at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, generally, the unsecure connections at a coffee shop or a hotel, those could be a problem because people can listen in on you.
All right. Well, thank you for some excellent advice, Larry. We appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much.
The Internal Revenue Service does not want taxpayers to become scam victims. It regularly posts information about tax scams and what to do about them on its website, irs.gov. If you are the victim of a tax scam, file a police report. Also, notify the IRS on its website or call 800-366-4484. We appreciate your listening to CalCPA's Financial Empowerment Program, which was produced in February 2015. If you would like to comment about our show, have a question for a CPA, or would like to suggest topics for future programs, write us at financialempowerment@calcpa.org or simply visit www.calcpa.org. You can search there for a California CPA who can help you save on taxes, better manage your investments, or budget for those rainy days even sunny California sometimes has. Just click on the Find a CPA link. This is Bill Spaniel, and you've been listening to edition 172 of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and Cal CPA Institute.